You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Robin Weston has written a book. It's called The Two-Day Superfood Cleanse. It's a weekly detox program to boost energy, lose weight, and maintain optimal health. And you can eat chocolate during the week. Robin, tell us about some of the superfoods and that you recommend people eat during a detox program, or any day for that matter, and why.
Okay, well, the reason why you should eat the superfoods is because they're the ones that are really strong in vitamins and minerals, in nutrients. And so some of them are your greens, for example. Kale is an excellent one. I know a lot of people don't like kale, but broccoli, not surprisingly, is also good for you. In fruits, strawberries, grapefruits, apple is excellent for you. Nuts, also excellent. And surprisingly, there are other foods that are really strong in nutrients, like hemp. Beans are good for you. Buckwheat is excellent. And I think when I'm naming all these foods, these aren't foods that most people actually, I mean, apples, yes, but often we don't put nuts in our diet, and that's good for you. And yes, chocolate is good for you.
What are some of your favorite recipes that you talk about in the book?
Well, I'm a big soup fan, so I have to say that soups are really my favorite, and if I have time, I like to do juices. And there are very simple things you can do. I might say people who are very busy these days, you could just roast a sweet potato or radishes, and those are very good for you. Roasted garlic, excellent. Easy to do. Mm-hmm. What do you like to eat?
Well, all those things that you named, I really like. And I actually like kale myself, too.
You do? You like kale?
Yeah. You know how to... The best way to do kale seems to be, well, my wife does an awesome job of, she puts a little bit of kale in a pan, a little bit of olive oil and some salt, and toasts it a bit.
So yummy. I think that's in Gwyneth Paltrow's book about, I think it's roasted kale. Also yummy, roasted coconut. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. We don't have a lot of coconut trees. We're up in Canada here, so.
That's right. Yeah. Forget it. Oh, that's another good point, though, Dave, really, is that it's best to buy foods that are in season, if you can do that. So root vegetables in the winter, of course.
Mm-hmm. Robin, tell us a little bit about when the best time to do a detox is, because traditionally I think people used to do them spring and fall.
Exactly, and that is the best time. Actually, you can do it any time because now we have central heating and life is a little easier, but I think you're absolutely right, Dave, and I would recommend doing it. Actually, the ultimate greatest time is right now.
Today. Start tomorrow or this weekend.
Right today. Grab the book. Yeah. Do the cleanse.
How important is rest in cleansing?
Well, you know, Dave, rest is important in life. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time sleeping. And just recently, I found this. I know why, and I've done something about it. I live by the water, and the light wakes me up. So now I'm practically sleeping in a closet because it's important to get your sleep, and light wakes me. But sleep is so important. It's important. And between no less, certainly, than 6 hours a day, 7 is the best. I think to tell people that they should sleep eight hours is unreasonable.
When you come out of the closet and sleep like in a real room.
I'm really sleeping in a closet, yeah.
Is there times, like if we're waking up in the night at certain times, is that indicative that we need a cleanse, a detox?
It can mean a lot of things, of course. A cleanse would help. But I think if you do wake up in the middle of the night, I know the best thing to do is to if you can't go back to sleep, get out of bed, make yourself a cup of chamomile tea, read something very boring, and then try to go back to sleep.
Which is not your book.
Not in my book.
No, not your book. You won't find it there.
Do not read my book. It's so exciting. It'll just keep you up. It's a page turner.
Okay. Robin, tell us a little bit about, you wrote your other books about detox, and I know this one just came out last month or a couple months ago.
Right.
Just hitting the bookstores now. In terms of weight loss, which I know that you're not just promoting this book on weight loss, but a lot of people do lose weight doing a detox. How much weight do they lose?
You can lose, the average weight loss is between 5 and 8 pounds. And frankly, some of that is water weight. So as soon as you get off the cleanse, if you don't continue to eat healthy foods, then with complex carbohydrates, if you immediately go back to your previous diet and you eat processed foods, you'll gain that weight back and perhaps some. So what I really hope is that people that engage in a cleanse, whether it's this cleanse or any other cleanse, is that it heightens their consciousness. So at the very least, you come away being more aware of what you're putting in your precious body. And if you do that, then you can maintain your weight loss.
You mentioned that some people think clearer. You mentioned some other benefits of cleansing, but you mentioned thinking clearer and being able to live more in a moment as a result of a detox. How does that work?
When you're not eating poison, and I don't say that lightly, but when you're not eating a lot of sugar, or when you're not drinking caffeine, when you're not drinking alcohol, when you're not eating processed foods, we are our mind, body, and soul, and it all works together. And when you become more conscious in any realm, that helps you view the world in a different place. I, for one, find that not only am I able to concentrate more, but my heart opens, I'm less reactive, and I'm more loving.
What's the weekend warrior cleanse?
That's when, I don't know, I have to go back. I believe that's when it's a much more intensive cleanse. The calories are much lower. And I really suggest that you only do the weekend warrior cleanse when you know you don't have anything else strenuous going on. And it will reboot you. It's a reboot. So if you've done a cleanse, you don't have a week to devote to one, but you really want to clear your system out, then I would say opt for that. But I don't want people to get, crazy in the weight loss department. I think that's something people have to watch out for.
Mm. As people do cleanses, do they find that they, if they had a craving for coffee or sugar or other things, do those cravings seem to go away?
Well, Dave, I have to confess, I'm really I love gummy bears, but I don't eat them the way I used to. And I think what happens is, I drink coffee, but I don't drink much coffee. I have a cup a day when I'm not cleansing. And I think in the same realm, and I hate to be so repetitive, but in terms of helping us be more conscious about what we're doing with ourselves and with others and with the planet, and cleansing is a way of doing this, it does make us more attuned. So it's not that every time we go to the cash register, we're buying something and we reach for a candy bar without thinking about it. I think after you do a cleanse, when you're at that cash register, you see the candy bar, you make a conscious decision about whether you want that candy bar or not.
Mm. You talk in your book about how much of a difference cleansing can make on the skin. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, because, especially women, we're very conscious of our skin. And when you first start the cleanse, a lot of toxins do come out through the skin. So I think people have to be prepared for maybe getting some pimples at the start, and even rashes. But after that, when you don't have toxins, your skin will actually glow. And I think also one of the points I make in the book is that we should drink a lot of water. Mm. And that also gives the skin moisture and flexibility. Mm. And your hair also gets shiny.
You're a big fan of yoga. How did you get into yoga, and what difference does it make for you?
Well, I've been doing yoga for 15 years. I'm 64 years old. I'm
thank you don't sound
God.
That old.
I know, because I do yoga. And you think 64 is old?
No, it's not. But, I mean,
okay, that's better. Sorry. That's better. Foot out of mouth. So I started 15 years ago. I was doing, before that time, I was just an obsessed New Yorker doing step classes and running and, you know, just nuts that way. And I took a yoga class and I found, wow, you know, it deepened me and it kept me, there's a lot of meditation in it and it helps keep you flexible, and it helps promote balance, which is so important. Mm. Balance. Do you do yoga?
You know, I went twice with my wife, if I have to be honest. The first time I went just to be nice, and the second time was a mistake.
Oh, you went to the wrong teacher. Why was it a mistake?
You know, I enjoy meditation, but the yoga was just a bit much for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in the room making a lot of noise, so...
They were making... well, where I go, it's not that competitive kind of thing.
It's different noises.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I don't have that here. But, I really love... What do you do for exercise?
Well, I like to cycle and swim and, and ski and walk and...
outdoors.
Yeah, outdoor stuff. So, which hopefully helps detox as well.
Absolutely. Any kind of exercise.
Yeah. Robin, I'm going to give you about a minute to talk a little bit about your book, and then we're going to say goodbye. Tell people why they should pick up your book and where they can pick it up and what it's going to do for them.
Well, actually, I have more than one book. They can either pick up the Yoga Body Cleanse book, which is a 7-day Ayurvedic detox cleanse, or the 2-day Superfood Cleanse. And you can get both these books on Amazon. And I feel very strongly that these are easy to do, and I know that they're very good for you. And you can always contact me if you have any questions. You can go to my website, which is www.robinweston.com.
Robin, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Same here, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, that's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair producers and to producers at radio stations across Canada that are making this show available to you. I want to thank you, the listener, and stay tuned to hear the health happenings in your community after this.